Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, everybody that was live, that was on the line with us. Shit, we back. We back live now. Shit, we got Young Grizz said he's going to try to call in real quick. So, motherfuckers tune in.
Exactly. We got Sin in the building. Good, look good.
Shit, rep the camera. Who you been spitting with, man?
From everybody, man. King Tut from Villa Mafia. Out of the Southside Camel area. You got Evolution. Once again, another one of the Villa Mafia. Spaz, a blueback out there now, / Warren.
Okay.
Did some collaborations with my man. So many people. Sleep, the Ill. You know what I'm saying? He's
okay.
Another fellow member.
I know Sleep.
Okay, yeah. My boot name, I do get it in too, man.
Yeah.
I'm holding it for real. Work
going
nice. Did some things with, I'm supposed to be doing a track with the guys from Symphony, trying to get them in.
Oh, we just had Ron on the middle last week.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
Hey,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, yeah. These man be nice too.
Yeah.
Man. I did some tracks with, so many cats, man. Just been all over the place. Bump.
Okay.
Wild Bump production. Oh, man.
We got the best kept secret.
They pushing some nice shit, man. He's doing the soundtrack right now.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, doing the soundtrack for this movie called Isaiah's Melody.
Okay.
The name of the soundtrack, man. I'm hoping it's hot though. It's a nice little movie.
Okay. We should have to stay on the lookout for that shit. We're going to have to go. We're going to get in some of that.
Oh, man, shit. You know, I'm trying to do big out here, man. Straight up.
Right.
Damn time, too.
It's been killing me because lately cats been on, like, oh, who harder than who? And it's like, man, that shit don't matter.
Right.
If we working together, you know what I'm saying, we should be fine.
Exactly. Right now, it's just down to community type shit. You know?
Right.
And we all out here trying to eat, you know what I'm saying? Show some love and support everybody, you know what I'm saying?
That's... Well, I guess I understand that part, and that's what we trying to get motherfuckers to know that, man, we trying to support, put on for niggas, and all the other extra shit is obsolete, really, because ain't nobody getting nowhere as long as we all still trying to divide each other.
Absolutely.
So, we trying to, you know what I'm saying, bridge that gap.
Absolutely, yeah.
In between the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Shouldn't be so much animosity about who's doing what, as long as everybody doing something.
Absolutely. There is a lot of tension out here, man.
I'd be wondering, like, damn, what's the tension for? You working? I mean, I would say if anything he doing stopping what you doing.
Right.
Like, it's, I don't know, I'd be, it kind of confuses the shit out of me some days.
Everybody out for self, you know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be like that, you know what I'm saying? When I eat, you eat. You know what I'm saying? You starving, I'm hungry, shit.
Right. I mean, hey, it'd be like that sometimes. We getting there. As a city, we getting there some way.
Yeah. But it's a long process. That's the problem.
Right.
It's taking too long because it's too many. For every step that we take forward, you know, then we're taking two steps back.
Yeah. A lot of fucking steps back.
But yeah, so we be trying to, you know, we try to do our thing, try to make sure everybody around here get, you know what I'm saying? We try to push y'all, anybody. You know,
right,
like,
right.
We out here like, oh, you from Yorktown? You just from the area? Like,
hey.
We be on it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why we was doing, you know, doing the show that we was doing. Because, you know, at first, not when, you know, we was going to be a show for us to just kind of get on and just do what we wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? Talk about shit, bullshit, just bench, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then we like, well, fuck it. We might as well, you know what I'm saying? He's doing comedy, you know what I'm saying? We trying to do something for the area around here, too. You know, how it is around here.
Yeah.
Like, well, shit, we just trying to put on, you know what I'm saying? So we just, you know, pushing everybody. You're a comedian, you're an actor, you're spoken word, you're music, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Come to us, you know what I'm saying? We help you get out there as
right.
much as we can. But we got a nice response. I can't lie. It's a lot of people that fuck with us. We got calls from Germany, Cali,
okay.
Florida.
We got calls from the landlord.
Okay, so that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
It's
Atlanta, man. Atlanta did it the right way. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, when it first started out, hip-hop had two superpowers. It was the East Coast and the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Down South, they made their way in through Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The way Atlanta did it, in my opinion, from what I observed, what they did was, exactly, they started actually supporting each other. You know what I'm saying? T.I., Ludacris, they may not have liked each other from different areas of Georgia, whatever happened. But when T.I. was doing a show, Luda was there. Luda was doing a show, T.I. was there. Pastor Troy, Decatur, everybody came together as one, okay? They didn't start actually exposing their confrontations or their dislikes until everybody was actually on its side.
Right.
You understand? That's when you T.I.P. stuff and T.I.P.
The oldest chimed in that, Midwest music. Like, Midwest music, mm-hmm. they have a big thing, and that's how they got on, really.
Absolutely.
Was putting on for each other.
Absolutely.
You think, like, a lot of people, R. Kelly's from Chi-Town,
mm-hmm.
Twista's from Chi-Town.
Absolutely.
They did a song. You know, then you got Kanye and Twista, they both from Chi-Town.
Mm-hmm.
So they all basically clapped amongst each other and made that hit.
Absolutely.
To where it was no choice but for them. Now everybody started listening to Midwest, then they start listening, like, who else is out here?
Right.
You get the Nelly,
right,
and the Murphy Lee's,
but
and everybody out here.
Like Tech N9ne.
They start going further, and then it's like, damn, like, you think, like, damn, there's actually a nice little movement here. And then everybody started, like, all right, fuck Midwest music. Atlanta was pumping. So then as Atlanta started jumping, it's like, damn, now you got the whole down. So it wasn't just Atlanta no more. Now you got
real
Florida tough with Trick Daddy, because Trick Daddy was out for a long time.
Exactly.
You got Trick Daddy with Rick Ross and Dream and all them. Then you think you got Louisiana, that's Wayne and all them. You got Bootsy and Webby. And then you go down, you got Texas with UGK and Millionaire Paul Wall, all these cats. Now it's like the whole South is fucking with each other.
Right. Now,
then you
now
got the T.I. and the Young Dros and the Jeezy's and the Gucci Man. You know, they beef still,
exactly,
put Atlanta and them on. Like,
exactly.
It's marketable.
It's marketable. And the day and age that we live in, everybody likes gossip. They like tension. They like beef. You know what I'm saying? In all actuality, in my opinion, to me, that's a back door to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is, if I were to blow up today and some unknown artist was to jump down my throat or shoot a shot at me, and I respond, well, damn, who is this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Why is he beefing with this cat? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been through all that little no-name beefs and all this type of stuff. I just started industry niggas, you know what I'm saying, the whole night. You know what I'm saying? I got shit on YouTube, Sense of the Prodigal Son versus Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying? I wrote a song back in, this was like 99, maybe between 99 and 2001, shooting at 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, when he was going through his little issue as far as mothers were calling him a rat, this, that, and the third.
The thing is, that all they did was make 50 more money.
Exactly.
Like, Wayne said his best, like, shit, you know, them people, I won't speak about you at all.
Exactly.
Shit, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let the motherfucker sit. I'm going to let you sit there, because the more and more I talk about you, the more and more people, they listen to my shit and they go buy yours.
No doubt.
You know, they give us both. You think Kanye and 50 did their little play beat.
Yeah.
And their whole little beat was pretty much about album sales.
Right.
And Kanye smashed that nigga 50 Cent.
No doubt. Yeah.
It's like, as far as album sales, check, Kanye won that. As far as like a nigga in the street, 50 will win that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, you know, so that's two different beats, because Kev looking at him like, see, 50 going to come at him like, he on the hood shit.
Right.
So that's not, Kanye is not that hood dude to come at like that.
Right.
You got to come at him directly at his album sale.
No doubt.
And now, Kanye is trying to go about 50, I will climb your credibility in streets.
There you go.
Well, does that do that boosts my album sale and that gives me street cred? Kev's like, oh, you ain't going to play him like a soccer
dude.
Kanye really be on that shit. Like, actually, Kanye just know how to use his words.
Right.
He good with words. That's all that really is. And all that really did in the end was sell out.
There you go.
The motherfuckers looking like shit. That's what I want to hear. I want to think.
They love me.
They love beef.
They love tips, you know.
But the thing is, look at what I thought.
The name of the battle rap, beef.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But the whole thing is, when they beef is when they on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't beef when they try to get in the door. They already in the door. Now they get to whooping and hauling and stuff. They not outside the door, the door closed, windows closed, and everything.
Right.
Like, fuck all in there. They like, all right, fuck all of a sudden. You keep your ass outside.
Right.
I'm going to let you in here.
If you think about it, right, how did 50 actually get in the game?
He got in,
but Punk and Ja Rule didn't turn around.
He came out the way. 50 is a bully in the game. You know what I'm saying? That's what he does.
He's a smart business.
Exactly. And I think
what he had to do was remove who was doing it the best.
Exactly.
Ja Rule was coming in, making songs for all the bass. He had all the attention around him.
Right.
And if he dropped something that was talking about some hood shit, niggas was fucking with him because the bass was fucking with him.
Exactly.
I'm listening to him. If Sharon and I were like, hey, I like this song. That's what we listening to.
Right.
And then when we were with my niggas, oh, yeah, we still play the rest of the shit, but shit, one of my babes is what she want to listen to.
Right.
So Ja Rule made the music for the babes. So then 50 came in, clowned this nigga, shitted on him, and then turned around and came up with
He did the same thing. I got the magic stick. 21 questions.
I can go on for days about like the songs the nigga made, but he clowned this man about doing. Like, y'all, right. You an R&B thug, you turn around
and
you got a show on this. You did two songs with Joe.
No doubt.
21 questions about all the extra shit that you want to do to a babe, and it's like, dude. I thought you was that hood nigga that was shooting niggas up. Like,
but
come on, dude.
If you think about it, that's how the game go, though. It's like when one nigga's position fade out, it's always another nigga's cover.
Always another take. But see, that wasn't the thing.
There you go.
That wasn't the thing when Putnam died, the game was just over.
I was going to say, because back then, the game was like, it was real. Like, niggas was like, y'all, listen, you try to take what I got, like, it's going down.
The game was too much. It was kind of to a degree territorial. It's like, you can't come over here and do that shit. We do that shit. From the East Coast, you stay over there and do that shit. You come over here, and if you come over here and do that shit, because Big got love in Cali. If you come over here, you better do that shit right. Because if you don't, just how the niggas is now. A lot of cats, they tell you, a lot of niggas can't go to Richmond. Virginia?
Shit.
Now, them some niggas right there, what the fuck would you call goons? The niggas right there, them niggas are surrounding your tour bus. Like, dude, don't. Young Thug, they make it out of Richmond. And them niggas, they said they cut his show short.
Damn.
I was reading, they said they cut his show short. Like, damn, man. You had four more songs, but they said, hey, you got to wrap this shit up, dude. They trying to fuck you up.
Right.
Like, you better hurry up on your bus. And you seen what happened with the Plies. Call money.
Yeah.
Sweep your ass over the stage. You better get the right security. You see, and this shit ain't never happened to them real niggas.
No.
Jeezy ain't never yet playing no motherfuckers. Half the time niggas do show, he got the 40 with him. If not, somebody over that motherfucker got it.
Right.
And I bet as soon as he got up there, dude, there's all kind of little red targets on that nigga's back. He was so slashing on around that nigga. Call the money. We shot that nigga the fuck up.
But that was Clyde's fault, though. He should have never been in that man's face like that.
You said, we too close to be man, bro. Call him on it. Yeah, we too close not to get slammed, nigga.
Right.
He knew what he was doing. He was trying to kiss you,
you're too close, but you walk up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ain't about to hit him, then you ask him to get boomed on your shit.
No doubt.
Right, but shit, there's something to get the man in the booth, the building, something to my man's song. All right,
let me go ahead and pull this up real quick. All right, and which one you want to play first? You know, we got to select now.
What you feeling up there, man? Give him Walk in My Shoe.
All right, y'all heard it right here. We got Walk in My Shoe.
My ghetto blues is firing. Listen to the tales, so much stranger than victory. Into Watching my converse about my fellow man, the pain in the adversity. Shots ring out on my block, while the feds want to question me.
My son, you're created in my own image, second to none. Born warrior in the times you live in. And though your comprehension of my vision is not clear, I'm forced to the people to speak without fear. Don't worry about the blame and the pointing of the fingers, because I have seen your heart and your actions are right. There will come a time when you will feel weak, but your past will cross again, and you will be complete. This is my promise. Pour down thy wrath upon thy enemies, thy enemies, thy enemies.
I got the green light. Tonight we enter the wars on EMTs on standby. Set to those who oppose. My phone is shaking in terror from the evil unleashed. Granted, this war of the vanguard is a vanquished the beast.
Oh, hell. The world so they can understand God and his specific plan. Walking my shoes, my ghetto blues is firing. Listen to the tales from a stranger to victory. Enter the mind of a man who's transcended. I do this for the world so they can understand God and his specific plan. Walking my shoes, my ghetto blues is firing. Listen to the tales from a stranger to victory. Enter the mind of a man who's transcended. Walking my shoes.
Yeah. Boy, sincere and beautiful enough right there, walking in my shoes. Right, niggas can't do that shit nowadays. We're never going to walk in another man's shoes.
Never that. Right. And just looks like you got the line on fire right now. So.
Right. Go ahead, bring some callers in.
All right. We got one, number one right here. Calling you live. I'm out for Rob Live. Who this is?
It's Anquanita. I'm still on the line, just listening. Keeping up that last song y'all just played. That last song, bruh.
Yeah.
That shit fire.
Right.
I don't know who it is. You know, I ain't been home in a minute, but that shit go hard.
Much love, much love. Appreciate that, Mom.
Here you go.
We got another caller on the line.
Yo, yo, you live.
What's up with it? This is your boy Suge B, the town supplier. What's going on?
Oh, yo, hey, what's good?
What's popping?
What's good, man? You know, I'm listening to y'all every Sunday. For sure. You know, I'm really listening to y'all every Sunday, man. I appreciate what y'all are doing for the town. That song that was just on, that did go hard, man. Who was that?
That was Sincere, man. It's your boy, Sincere.
Oh, what's up, man? I like that, man. I dig that. Salute you, man. That's what it do.
Righteous, righteous, man. Putting it out there for the town, you know what I mean?
I hear it, man. I hear it. I like to see that. That's what's up, man.
Much love, much love.
Looking, yeah, that should be Tom Supplier right there. She got one more caller call in. Yo, you live with Malcolm Rob. Who this?
Hey, this is Greg, man. What's happening?
Yo,
Uncle Greg. Yeah, what's up, man? I've called y'all cats 97 weeks in a row, man. First time I got through. Hey, look. And then when the music came on, I thought I infiltrated a gangbang. I was like, what the fuck? I'm interfering. That music was hitting
no,
hard.
No, you go, Greg.
What's that, man?
Make sure y'all come out to the Hair Club 25th. Uncle Greg going to be out here 2 Up 1 Mic show.
That's what's up. Oh, that's going to be live as hell. You remember last time we was in there, man? That place was packed. I know now to get there early. Yeah, we got there.
Right,
we got there on CPQ time, remember?
There was no parking.
That's a damn shame.
Next y'all get there early on the 25th.
Hey, Malcolm, you know, it's a damn shame when the comedians get there. We ain't got no damn place to park.
Right.
We down there had to park at the Eastwood Mall, walk down this motherfucker, and catch a bus or something.
Get show, boy.
Hey, look, I tell you what, that was the first time I was ever down there. Hey, look, that was the first time I was ever down there, and I didn't know where the spot was at. Even my Google Maps didn't even know where the hell this place was at. I rode past it 17 times. I was about to head my ass all the way back to Cleveland.
Right.
I gave it one more roll. I'm going to tell you the truth. I rode past it a couple of times, but I seen all those cars. I was like, I know damn well they ain't there for us. They were.
Yeah, they were. That shit was nice. That turnout.
It was a nice ass turnout. And you know what? I have never, I'm going to tell you the truth. Honestly, I have never been in a spot at that time of night where wasn't nobody drunk.
Right.
Wasn't nobody drunk.
Right.
There wasn't nobody high, nothing. I was like, this is all right.
Great.
Except the performance.
Thanks, Colonel Greg. We're about to get back to this music.
I hear you.
Right, oh, great. Make sure you're out there on the 25th out there to the Sahara Club and Warren. It's a silly ass show. $5, 50-50 raffle, Chinese auction out there. They're going to have food. Make sure you're out there.
Oh, you're auctioning Chinese people?
What? Don't say this on the radio, man. The blacks is there in no time.
You said a Chinese auction, nigga.
Right. Give me a little oriental bitch.
I've been looking for one. I'm for
it. Fuck that. We're about to jump back to some of this music right here. We got the Dimensions here, and we're going to put on this Never Made It, because Youngstown would have never made it if you niggas don't start working together.
Bitterness has been tasted because I never made it.
Yeah, ever sincere, never would made it.
Hey, it looks like we got another caller on the line.
Oh, we're going to bring me in.
Here we go.
Yo, calling live, my ride.
What up with it?
What up?
Yo.
What
up? It's that nigga Grizz.
You know we in this bitch. Look outside, young town, nigga. Oh.
Post it on the show. That nigga Grizz and this bitch CFC the team. What up, though?
Good.
Yeah, you know, always, man. We don't never turn it down. 24/7, 365. We all in the studio right now, go over Ralph Crib.
That's what's up.
See, I got cooking up a new shit.
Yeah, we turning down some new shit right now.
All right, shit. Make sure y'all send that in. Make sure that we don't.
All right, so when we get done, we're going to send it to y'all so y'all can play.
Yeah. I was just about over with the day. Make sure you tune in next time.
Every Sunday?
Yeah, every Sunday. 4:30, 5:30.
All right, I'm going to remember that.
Give me a shout out. Get with me, though, man.
Shout out to all them real niggas out there, CMC the team, Young Biz and his bitch.
My nigga good. Shit, we got, we'll jump to one more track before we go and skate up off here.
I get it all.
Yeah. Man, Sincere in the Building right there. That shit right there was a fucking rocker.
That's what it
is. That's when you ride with your bag top down. If your top can't go down, put your windows down, nigga. What the fuck?
Right.
Put your windows down. You gotta let the people at the red light hear, like, damn, that nigga is jamming. What's
right.
that? Just ride past with it. That's Sincere. Nigga, shit. Hey. That's that shit right there. The Last Hope. Youngstown, we is on our last hope.
Yeah.
That's where it feel like that, because the cops killing motherfuckers and niggas
man.
Ain't acting right. We on our last hope, y'all. Hey, niggas better start doing something.
Doing right.
I'll tell you that's
go home.
Right, that's what we trying to put on. You know what I'm saying? We should be calling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trilogy, greatest guy off the line. You know what I'm saying? We got homies from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We touching other bases and shit. It's a movement that shit. Hey.
South,
shit.
East to the west.
It's a movement.
One nation.
That's right.
That's it.
It's hard, but hey, this shit fun as hell to me, so I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Don't give these days, ain't nobody called in. We still got a new bitch. Turn that red, hit the ceiling fan.
That's what it's
doing. Hey. We just got this one for the left. Rolling with the ceiling fan. You gonna hit that?
If you want to.
You know what I'm saying? Knock a little dust off. Yeah, knock a little dust off.
All right, y'all. It's been my Rob Lott this week. Tune in next week. I think Malcolm got a G.